Members of the Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee say they have a lot of concern about the recent spotlight the Homeland Security Department has been under. But senators also say they have confidence in Elaine Duke, the nominee to be the DHS Deputy Secretary, and her ability to get control of DHS management. Nicola Grisco has more.
Democrats on the Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee are worried the DHS won't use the results from cost-benefit analysis and pilot studies to inform upcoming operational and budgetary decisions about the department's new immigration and border security policies. They made their concerns loud and clear at a nomination hearing for Elaine Duke. She's the nominee to be the DHS Deputy Secretary. Duke is a longtime government veteran. She's a former DHS Undersecretary for Management, and she says she's ready to come out of retirement to return to the department. Duke says she favors a risk-based management approach, and it's something she'll bring to her new job at DHS.
We have a limited number of resources in the United States, and when we are making decisions with Homeland Security resources, we must spend every incremental dollar on the solution that's going to buy down the most risk. And these are important decisions both in the budget cycle, in moving personnel resources, and going forward. And that requires good data. It changes over time, and we just need to be on top of that.
Senators are concerned partly because of media reports that say the White House is planning big budget cuts to the Coast Guard, Federal Emergency Management Agency, and Transportation Security Administration to pay for wall construction along the southern border, and the hiring of 15,000 new Border Patrol agents and immigration officers. The committee had plenty of praise for Duke. They saw no problems in voting for confirmation. And she even got a letter of endorsement from five previous DHS deputy secretaries. But Democrats are concerned about possible budget cuts, and they wanted Duke's promise that she'd use her risk-based management approach to make big decisions about the department's budget and reprogramming efforts. Here's Duke with Senator Maggie Hassan.
I commit to you that I will look at the budget. DHS, every mission is important and really under-resourced at this critical time. Secret Service, the Coast Guard with its human trafficking, drug interdiction. So I commit that I will look at the budget very carefully if confirmed.
Well, I thank you for that commitment. I would just suggest that if we are truly committed to threat-based management at DHS, and if the director of the National Counterterrorism Center says that terrorists want to attack our aviation system, that the suggestion where we would cut $1 billion from aviation security is very, very concerning. And so I hope you will take a close look at it and that you'll be able to come back to this committee and commit to fighting cuts to TSA.
Duke says she can't say much more besides express her commitment. She hasn't yet been a part of high-level conversations about the DHS budget, border security, and immigration plans until the Senate confirms her. But some senators are concerned that the department will forgo these risk-based approaches in favor of quick action. They're concerned that budget cuts to other DHS components would compromise other counterterrorism and security efforts. Senator Heidi Heitkamp.
You know, I just really hope, and you're a common sense person. You've been in the agency, I know. You know, and you obviously will work for the president, and I understand that. But we need to have someone and an agency that actually looks at what situational awareness means and how we best deploy the resources. And so I hope you take that message back to the secretary.
Duke says she promises that operational requirements will drive decisions about these upcoming acquisitions. Acquisition has long been a problem for DHS. Duke says she wants to focus on coming up with good requirements first.
In the earlier days of Homeland Security, we tended to move quickly, maybe before we were ready, and that caused some change, too many changes, and stops and goes in the programs. So with the unity of effort, if confirmed, I would be focusing on having those operationally driven requirements before we go out and start acquiring something. And then secondly, consistent oversight within the department through the Chief Acquisition Officer, and also, if confirmed, I would continue to look more towards modular approaches to acquisition rather than trying to buy these big, huge fixes that are too complex to deploy effectively.
Senators had little time for questions on other topics. Senate Committee Chairman Ron Johnson.
Sounds like Secretary Kelly is going to be the boots on the ground, looking at the front lines, finding out what's happening there, really at the point of the spear, and you'll be back here in Washington, D.C., holding down the fort. And you realize, because you've been there before, there are a number of challenges with the department.
Duke says if she's confirmed, she has some priorities for the workforce.
First thing I'm going to address is the men and women of Homeland Security and thank them for their support through the process. In terms of within the department, the first thing I would address was bringing the components together and having our own cabinet, if you will, and starting to lead in that joint operations that we need to better secure our homeland.
Morale has been especially low at DHS over the past 6 years. Employee engagement rose for the first time in 2016. Here's Duke with Senator James Lankford, who asked why the morale challenges have been so hard to tackle.
This has been an issue for a while at DHS. These are some great folks that are patriots that want to be able to serve the nation. And for whatever reason, there's been ongoing morale issues among DHS employees. How does that get solved?
I think we solve that by giving them the authority and the tools and the judgment to do their job. We reinforce how much we value their ability to do the job. The secretary and I lead by managing that what needs to be managed, so it enables them to be free to do their jobs, and actually communicating better, not just about their little piece, but having them understand the system. And I think those are already always important. It is very difficult to work at DHS, and we need to recognize that.
Ranking Member Claire McCaskill has some concerns with morale, too.
Gratefully, the department has made strides in recent years on all of these fronts: procurement, acquisitions, jointness, and morale. I know you played a role in many of those efforts in your time at the department. If you're confirmed, it will be of the utmost importance that you continue pushing these approaches, because recent improvements cannot be allowed to roll back.
In Washington, Nicole LaGrisco, FederalNewsRadio.com and 1500 AM.